Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 31. Here with us today, we've got Matt, Alex, myself, and Clay is with us again. Hello, everybody.
Hey!
How are we all doing today?
Doing great.
All right.
Sounds good. Well,
I'm watching
Nick is not here really. Today, so hey. That kind of ruins the beginning of what I was
but
anticipating.
Guys, people are doing wheelies on motorcycles.
Really?
Oh, they just crashed into each other! Oh, shit!
Matt.
Dave Busey was just on
what?
TV.
I'll ask this question to you since Nick is not here. How many days have you been playing Alan Wake now? Matt?
Yeah.
How many days have you been playing Alan Wake?
Why?
Because I'm curious.
Is this some kind of trick question?
No, it's not a trick question.
2 days?
Okay. Straight?
Why? No, why?
This is not working.
Well. No. Alright.
Well, I can speak for Nick. Nick he's been doing splitting time between Red Dead Redemption and Alan Wake.
Okay.
But he has played the first two episodes of Alan Wake, and the way that game's set up is it's set up like a TV series. So you have your episodes, and they almost equal like 45 minutes of gameplay each episode.
Really?
No, they get longer as they go on.
Okay, well, they get longer as they go along, but like I watched him start episode 2, and it does a recap of episode 1, just
right.
Like it would be like a TV series.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
So wait, why are you asking this?
Because he wants to know how good it is.
Because I wanted to know how long you've been playing it.
He wants to know how excited
I thought it was some kind of trick question.
No, it's just a retarded question because he has nothing better to ask.
It's really cool, though. The only bad part is the facial animations are terrible.
Oh, really?
Terrible.
That sucks because weren't they like saying that they were going to be better than Heavy Rain's?
I don't think anybody was saying that.
I'm pretty sure the makers of Alan Wake were saying that the mocap was going to be better than Heavy Rain.
And I'm sure Fable 4, when that comes out in the future, will have a child actually sent to you by mail. But before that, not everything people promise actually
is
real.
Alan Wake has the worst facial animations I've ever seen in a next-gen game.
That's too bad.
People never close their mouths.
The lip syncing's horrible.
Yeah, there is no lip syncing. Except Alan Wake has good facial animations. That's it. But the animations, however, are really good.
The body animations?
Yeah, just not that there's no lip syncing.
Hmm.
And it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
So, you guys have seen Twin Peaks, right?
Yes, it is Twin Peaks, the video game.
Yeah, that's the impression that I got. So, before I go out and buy Alan Wake, I started watching Twin Peaks the other day, so.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good so far. Enjoying it.
Is that the vampire show?
No, it's David Lynch's show.
No, there's lots of vampires in it, lots of boobs, lots of biting people's necks, you know, werewolves, sparkling in the moonlight. Twin Peaks.
Oh, no, it's a porn. Okay.
So wait, you didn't even start. You didn't even ask us what we've been playing or anything. This is.
Oh, I tried, but you were like, is this a trick question?
We were going to start it off with asking you how long you played, then we'd be like, all right, what has everybody else been playing?
This
and you're
is
like,
the shittiest podcast I've ever been part
well,
of.
Well, you're not helping any.
This is worse than my. This is worse than my time on the Zelda Universe podcast.
Okay, well we can start over. How about that? We'll start over.
A Family Guy cut.
Matt,
no, we can't start.
Matt, no, I'm starting over. Welcome everybody to another episode.
No, there's no starting over.
No
okay, well then
no
keep
this
going.
This is the magical time of recording. You can just edit it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, can we just bleep Matt out every time he talks for the first 10 minutes?
You know, I think we should.
I think we should get in here and kill both of you.
You were getting really predictable, my friend.
I just like to make you do work.
Yeah, I know. Sooner or later, that's going to go unbleeped.
No, but how are they going to even realize that the origami killer, unless we say the origami killer?
Oh, my God.
It's definitely the origami killer.
I'm just going to bleep this entire segment.
I think you should. Can I also say that Dumbledore dies, Snape dies... Harry Potter dies.
Jesus dies. Spoilers.
Jesus dies.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Jesus dies, but he doesn't really die, so it's not that big of a spoiler.
Well, neither does Harry Potter.
No, but even bigger spoiler, he comes back.
Should have been dead. Neither does Obi-Wan. Morning.
Obi-Wan does come back.
No, I'm saying he never really died.
Yeah.
Well, same with Qui-Gon Jinn and Yoda and Anakin Skywalker.
He's with Hayden Christensen.
Jesus does never die. They only fade away, okay?
Okay. They should make a game about Jesus.
It doesn't look a thing like Jesus. They did. It was.
They have a Bible video game.
Oh, yeah. The one with the cross, like the little Wii. Yeah, I saw that. Okay. I went to Will's wedding over the weekend, and at the church they went to, they had a Jesus, like a big wooden Jesus out front. It looked like Buddy Jesus from Dogma.
Yeah, oh, that's what Christian churches, I know you're not used, like, I don't, Jew churches have, like, I don't even know.
They have Jesus, but he just has a yarmulke.
Yeah, they have Jesus, and they just said, we don't believe in this guy. But that's what regular churches have.
Oh, okay. Buddy Jesus's?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
That's better than modern Jesus.
See, because like in the movie, I thought they were making fun of it, but if they really have it, I guess it's not really that funny anymore.
Nope. Kevin Smith is so great.
I saw this picture of, I guess it was a zombie convention. It's a bunch of zombies.
Alex, zombies aren't real.
But
what?
But then they had Jesus. There's a guy dressed as Jesus.
Zombie?
No, just Jesus, because Jesus is a zombie.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Jesus
came
a
back
zombie?
He came back from the dead. He's a zombie.
That's funny. That's good.
He's actually king of the zombies.
Fuck you guys.
Or son of the zombie king.
I can tell this is going to be a good episode. 10 minutes in, we haven't gone anywhere.
Fuck you, okay. God. Fuck you.
What is the best game you guys played this week, Adam?
I would have to say Portal. But I've only played one game and two demos, so it's kind of moot point.
What is the demos you played?
Played Split Second Demo. I thought that was going to be a good game. It's not.
It's fun. Me and Danny have a picture from Split Second.
Do you?
Yeah, remember that picture
from
I posted on the forum? Yeah.
I didn't remember one from Split Second, but I thought it was going to be kind of like Burnout, but it's not at all. It's more like Mario Kart with realistic cars, except worse.
Yeah.
So don't bother with that one. I played the Mod Nation Racers demo.
Amazing.
That's pretty fun. I don't know. I think I'll have to play around with it a little more, but I thought making tracks would be a little more, like, easier. I don't know. They give you a lot of tools, but, like, I haven't found a way to really, like, redo the track once I've, like, you know, connected the start and the finish roads. So, I don't know. But they give you a lot of tools for, like, everything, so I'm sure you can do a lot. And the racing itself is pretty fun. It's, like, Mario Kart, better than Split Second. but yeah, seems like a good game. I don't know if I'd pay $60 for it. So, I don't know, maybe once it drops in price.
I heard it's free.
The whole game?
Yeah, so.
Oh, I want to get the whole game for
free.
They're
actually just going to be dropping them out of airplanes all across America, so.
Really?
Just walk outside.
Oh, man.
It's going to be like.
When are they doing that?
Right after they deliver all the food and stuff to Asia, the airplanes are going to go over America.
Oh, well, that's never going to happen. Jeez. So. Don't get my hopes up, guys. Come on. How about you guys?
Matt, what have you been playing?
I was playing...
what you've been playing. You played Red Dead Redemption and Alan Wake. Clay, how about you?
Red Dead Redemption. That's all I've been playing.
Let me tell you a little bit about
I got it at midnight at GameStop, and my house is probably 2 minutes away from GameStop, and I got it in my system at 12:05 and played till 6 in the morning.
That sounds like a dirty joke.
Yeah, it's a real dirty joke.
I put Red Dead Redemption in my butthole at 12:05.
Why did you do that? Could it even fit?
Oh, it could. Have you seen Matt's butthole?
Yeah. Have you ever had a goatsee? And I'll be
don't be preaching Goatsy to our 15-year-old listeners, Matt. Come on.
I'll be posting those pictures later.
My hat just got X-rated.
Tub girl forever.
Oh God.
Yeah. No. It was Red Dead Redemption is a letdown. There's hardly any red.
My God.
Not even a lot of your guy's alive. He's not even dead. And I haven't seen the. I'll believe the redemption when I see it. Okay.
Okay, but on a serious note, the game is actually a lot better than I thought it was, and I had high hopes for it, so I guess we can talk about it more later.
How does it compare to GTA?
Way better. Huh. Just the whole
Western...
Does
it like play the same, though?
Yeah, it plays the same, but I mean, you're a cowboy, so you just love it more. Who's never... Like, as a kid, you've always wanted to be a cowboy, and then you get it, and like... Like, you don't even play missions. You just run around and shoot animals.
As a kid,
and skin
I always
them.
Wanted to be an Eastern European
so it's
criminal.
Is it like Amazon Trail, but for adults?
I guess. It's more
Trail?
Just. I don't know.
Or Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail.
I knew you were getting that.
My bad.
But, no, yeah. I mean, it's Grand Theft Auto, but you're a cowboy and you can do anything you want in that setting and you save girls from getting raped and.
I saw that you can put a damsel in distress like on the trains.
Oh yeah, you can do a lot of stuff.
Oh, and here's the craziest thing that you can do in that game: rape anyone,
anyone.
Yeah, just rape. You can rape your horse.
Can you rape the sheriff?
Me and Matt tag teamed a goat last night.
Wait, is it multiplayer?
Yeah.
No. That was in real life.
The multiplayer is insane, actually. But
really,
apparently Rockstar servers. Are getting completely bogged down with everybody on them.
Yeah,
so
there's
there's a ton of glitches right now. Like you'll be playing and your guy will just turn invisible.
Oh, and also,
sweet. So that's better for raping, right?
Yes, because you're more stealthy right now.
Also, 360 version is technically very much superior to the PS3 version.
How so?
Less texture pop, better draw distances. Better foliage, better shadows.
So was it developed for the 360? Do you know?
Yes, but the other thing is that the PS3 is really hard to develop for multi-platform. I mean, pretty much every multi-platform game looks better on the 360 and runs better.
So, but I mean, the game still looks amazing on the PS3. Like, it's probably the best-looking game I've ever played.
Really?
Yes, it's they did like just
better than Heavy Rain, Clay. Have you played Heavy Rain?
Other game
I have not played Heavy Rain, but I've seen it, and so I don't know. I guess I can't really judge compared to Heavy Rain since I haven't played it. But between the scenery and everything, like me and Nick were just riding our horses on the top of a mountain, and like
Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly,
you can rape each other.
Well, no,
there you go.
I mean, we did that eventually. I was Jake Gyllenhaal, luckily. He was Heath Ledger, so I have to kill him later.
Yeah,
but.
You guys...
Oh, no.
You should see the spitting on the dick simulator for lube.
Sounds like something first, Peter Molyneux would put
level,
in Milo.
When you're level 1 in multiplayer, you have to use sand as lube. But then as you get better lubes...
That's you level most, up?
Yeah, there's a whole side mission involving lubes. So
eventually, no, but seriously, is there leveling up in the game?
Yes, in multiplayer.
In multiplayer, there is. There's not really any RPG-like stuff like Fallout in the single player, which is a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's a freaking amazing game, so it's hard to really compare it to anything else.
What is there a difference between multiplayer and single player, or is it just like single player with multiple people?
It's single player with multiple people. I mean, in multiplayer, you can either do free roam,
mm-hmm.
where you just run around doing everything that you would do in single player with
That's
other people.
That's awesome.
Or you can, like, meet up at a post, and then you can just, like, everybody that meets there does, like, a death match in the city.
Nice.
And then you can do, like, gold rushes, which is basically capture the flag, which is a bunch of gold bags everywhere.
I invented the best... Well, they're playing deathmatch. Me, Clay, and our friends Jay and Kyle were playing last night. And in the middle of the... Because deathmatch just puts you in a part of a town, but you can... The world is still unlocked.
So you can go
so
anywhere.
In the middle of deathmatch, I ran from the town, and I said I was abandoning this life of violence, and I ran
And you rode
halfway.
Off under the sunset?
No, I didn't even take a horse, because I couldn't find my horse. So I ran all the way across the map.
How big is the map?
It's huge. Think... Oh, man, I want to say, do you think it's bigger than Fallout?
Yeah, it feels bigger.
Feels bigger than Fallout. I don't know if it actually is. But, I mean, it generates probably 20 times more people in Red Dead than in Fallout.
And the world just feels alive with all the animals and stuff.
Oh, like, hunting's the coolest thing.
Did you guys play the... You played the Just Cause 2 demo, right?
Yes.
No, did you see how big the map was?
Yes, but here's the thing about Red Dead Redemption. The world feels alive because of how much stuff they've populated it with, and the terrain doesn't feel as out of scale as it does in Just Cause 2.
You think it feels out of scale in Just Cause 2?
Yeah. Like, in Just Cause 2...
I'm pretty sure they went to, like, lengthy lengthy lengths to make it proportional.
Yeah, it's still really cartoony in Just Cause 2.
You think so? All right, whatever. We're not talking about Just Cause 2.
Do you find that... Do you find the multiplayer to be a lot more fun than the single player?
No.
No, not yet. There's too many glitches right now if their server's going down. Mm-hmm. Single player... Like, I already have 12 or plus hours invested into it.
Oh, wow.
And I've probably only done, like, 30% of the missions, because I end up just running around hunting animals and stuff. And there's a ton of challenges you can do, like survivalists and treasure hunter, and there's a hunter challenge. I mean, it's insane. There's any type of animal in that area that was in that area at the time is in that area now. Wolves and stuff attack you, and then if you shoot, it scares them, so they run away. And just it's just insane. And, like, duels are awesome. They randomly generate, like, situations.
What he
so,
meant
like,
to say was O'Duels, the non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
You can get it.
But, wait, duels like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes.
Duel? It's time to duel.
Yeah, actually, I was walking through a city and a bandit guy was like, hey, you want to play some Yu-Gi-Oh? And I was like, yeah.
Let's duel.
And so I actually
had a Yu-Gi-Oh
match.
It's time to duel.
Yeah, and Clay was like, I don't know. Okay, now it's time to duel.
Exactly. All right. What kind of weapons are there?
Pretty much every weapon you could ever think of.
Well, I mean,
you got
laser guns.
You got taser guns. Razor guns.
Phaser guns.
You got everything. So that's it.
Hmm. And on a serious note. There's just the basic weapons, like there's a six shooter, a repeater.
So is it all guns?
Yeah, it's all guns. There's knives and throwing knives, and throwing knives are probably the funnest thing ever.
Sweet.
And Nick's character is a fat Mexican guy, and he rides a donkey. Yeah, and he rides a donkey, and if you kill his donkey, he rolls over the top and rolls over, and it's just a fat guy rolling
Such
over
a
on the ground.
No!
And a fat donkey.
Mexican characters.
I like this game.
Mexican characters still being portrayed so positively in video games, as we've talked about before.
Yeah, extremely dirty. But, no, I definitely highly recommend it. It's definitely worth the money. You're going to get probably 100-plus hours of gameplay.
Man.
So.
Well, I'm poor right now.
I know.
I'm buying Mario Galaxy next week, and that's going to be it for a while. So
that's my case with which was with Red Dead. That's the only game I'm.
Oh wait, Mario Galaxy is not even next week. It's 3 days. Awesome. All right. So, anything else about Red Dead?
No. Go pick it up. Rape some goats with me and Matt. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, oh, guys, how many people can do multiplayer at once?
A lot. 16, I believe.
Yeah,
really?
16 on one server, but when they improve the servers, they're going to add more.
Really?
Yeah, up to a billion players.
That's a lot of players.
Yeah, if any listeners want to play, just hit us up on PlayStation Network.
But if you do have a 360 and a PS3, buy it on PS3 if you want to play multiplayer, because apparently there's too many people on the 360 and trying also, to play, so all their servers just don't work
at
all.
Yeah, we have it on PS3, so if you want to buy it on PS3 so you can play with us.
You can join our posse.
We're called the Rude Dudes for Rude Dude Redemption. Just join up.
Yeah,
everyone's invited.
Cool.
Except for Brad Taylor, because he's a That's the only listener I can remember, because he's got a famous name.
That was really good. Holy crap.
Thank you.
No, that was... Tim Taylor's here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
Yeah.
Alex.
Hold on, I've been playing Alan Wake and Age of Booty as well.
Well, talk about those. God.
Matt, talk about Alan Wake.
I don't want to give too much about Alan Wake. Just go play it. If you think you might like it, I'd say you'd like Alan Wake. I don't want to give away anything. Go play.
How does it?
Is it a frightening game?
Yes.
Yes.
And also, Roy Orbison songs in it. So if you like Roy Orbison like me, it'll enhance your appreciation of the game.
The soundtrack for both Alan Wake and Red Dead Redemption are amazing.
Red Dead Redemption has the best soundtrack ever, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So,
and you can actually buy the soundtrack online, which I definitely recommend.
Oh, cool.
And Age of Booty is a game I downloaded on Xbox Live Arcade. It's been out for a while. It's just a real-time strategy game, and it's pirate-themed, and it's $5, and it's got a map editor, and it's really simple and really fun. So go get that.
Buy multiplayer and play it with Matt and his cousin.
Yeah.
What about Alex's cousin? His two cousins.
Oh, by the way, Alex has two hot cousins.
Oh, so hot.
We're going to start a fund on this podcast. Everyone send in your money so that I can take a trip to New York and bang Alex's at least one of them.
See, this is what we talk about before we start recording. But now we're bringing that to you, the listeners, because we care.
Hopefully, this is an exclusive behind the scenes, in the scenes, front of the scenes exclusive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully I get to see a full frontal scene with Alex's cousins. I'm just excited.
Yeah. All right, Alex, what have you been playing?
Hold on, Alex, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think...
I'll trade you my cousins for your sister.
Okay,
I just have a question. Do you think shaven, like a landing strip, or like full blown?
That's a good question. I can ask her here. Let me give her a call.
Yes!
Oh, man. Is this happening?
Nah, in the meantime, Matt, I got a question about Alan Wake.
I got a question for about your sister.
Okay, go shoot.
Wait, so I'm assuming she's no longer a virgin.
No, she is. It was immaculate childbirth.
No, I'm your sister. Your sister. No, not the older one. The younger one.
Do you want me to call her and ask her?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, you didn't take her virginity then? That's what the Mexicans did.
I think she's saving it for you. I told you.
That's awesome. Wait, do you think she's shaving? Because
oh my god.
No, definitely not.
So like the,
definitely not. Matt knows.
You mean like the Chewbacca? She's got like a Chewbacca down there then.
Probably.
It makes the noises and everything.
Speaking of that, the other day was Empire Strikes Back 30th year.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, it's Phantom Menace's 11th year.
Ooh, special.
Oh, that's real special.
All right, Matt, question about Alan Wake.
Yes.
How, if it is at all, how similar is it to Heavy Rain?
Not at all, because it's actually fun.
We'll see. That's not very helpful.
It doesn't have, it's rated teen, and it doesn't have any boobs, so...
Well, then, how is that better, Matt? Come on.
I mean, the gameplay
is keeps our purity intact.
It has good gameplay, and actual gameplay, not QuickTime events all the time.
I'll have to ask Nick, because he actually liked Heavy Rain.
Nick will give you a...
He has good taste in games.
Well, yeah, I personally don't like games like that.
I like watching cutscenes, too. Fucking faggots.
No, I know how much you like JRPGs.
I like pressing a button when they tell me to press a button, because that's challenging.
And if you, I don't press a button,
and then I'm going to play the game again.
See, Alex, you can't even try to insult it because you only have a Wii
and a PC.
Oh, because we all know PC gaming.
Yeah, you know why? Because I don't want to fucking play Shenmue 4.
What?
Because that's all we play.
Because that makes sense.
No, Heavy Rain.
I don't want to fucking. Honestly, I mean, I don't see again. I understand you have the appeal to it, but
to Shenmue 4?
No, I don't see the appeal to playing a game where you're watching cutscenes and you hit a button and to enact an action, and then I'm going to play the game again, but not press some of the buttons so I can see what the different endings are like.
Yeah, I don't get it either, Alex. So.
All right, well, you guys just suck. We can move on, whatever.
Because I would rather play a game like Portal.
Yeah, there you go. Nice going there.
Nice little segue.
Yeah.
So I finally got to play Portal.
About time.
Well, I mean, it's free.
It was free. It still is free.
It still is free.
For four more days.
The 26th?
24th.
Okay. And my computer amazingly didn't die while playing it.
Good.
Such a great idea.
Yep. How'd you like the writing?
Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. I read that like originally they didn't know it was going to be as popular. You know, they had
no idea
it'd be popular, and they thought it's more or less like a tech demo.
Right.
Really. It's like a proof of principle experiment, and it just opens up so many different ideas. Like some of the puzzles, there are several ways of solving the puzzles, mm-hmm. and it's just really, really well done.
Yes,
and it's not even that. It's not glitchy at all either. I mean, that was it's off the Half-Life engine, but
for Mac, it was glitchy. But I think they've fixed all the bugs. So,
but it's just a smart game. It's a fun game. It's a little bit creepy.
You think?
A little bit. It's pretty creepy.
I mean, because it's not that it's like scary or frightening. It's unnerving.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good word for it.
Especially when you, I never understood those there is no cake like quotes until you actually play the game and then you realize what they're all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a really well done game, and GLaDOS is like the person who does the voice acting for GLaDOS is just amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise.
No, it was a robot, guys. Really?
Oh.
I mean, a human can't do the voice of a robot. Don't be stupid.
That's true.
Seriously though, she was the person who does her voice. I think is a she's not only a voice actor, but she's also like an opera singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
More opera singers in video games, guys. Come on.
When's opera singer hero coming out?
That's a good question.
Opera hero.
We
have 6 hours of Valkyrie.
Nice.
Fucking disgusting.
That'd be an interesting game.
Not really, no.
Opera hero. I like it. Anyways, are we done talking about what we've been playing?
Well, what have you been playing? Did you say what you've been playing yet?
I did say what I've been playing.
Oh, never mind.
All right.
Interesting.
All right, so let's do some Adam's News Hour. So, games that came out. For PS3, we got Split Second, Red Dead Redemption, and Prince of Persia Forgotten Sands. 360, Prince of Persia, Alan Wake, Red Dead Redemption, and Split Second. PSP, Prince of Persia, Wii, Prince of Persia, Trauma Center, and Kirby Superstar for Virtual Console. And for DS, Luxley's Lineup, which is that like pseudo 3D DSi game that we saw a while back. Do you guys remember?
I've heard it doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
I was reading the Kotaku review. Apparently it sucks.
That's too bad.
Like, you really have to, I guess it recognizes the tilting by the camera position, mm-hmm. but you need certain types of clothing on, basically,
yeah.
in order to get the correct angles together.
I'm sure it would be easier if the cameras weren't, like, 0.3 megapixels.
Probably,
but I think it's also the fact, I mean, it's the camera itself is not designed for something like that. Well, like you're saying, the 0.3 megapixels.
And then Forgotten Sands, Prince of Persia, for as well. Split Second came out for PC. So upcoming games we've got. Oh, I forgot to add Mod Nation Racer. I don't know when that comes out. Comes out soon.
Next week.
There you go. Super Mario Galaxy 2 comes out May 23rd, and Blur on May 25th. And then again, I said this last time, but if you guys want us to like talk about any upcoming games or games you've played recently, just send us emails, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and say, hey, we played this game, and it's good. Or maybe, hey, we played this game, and it was bad.
If you guys want to hear a lot of Twitter updates from me, just tell me, and then I'll start updating the Twitter with hilarious stuff all day.
Me and Matt do very interesting
minute
stuff
of the day.
Every day.
Yeah.
We go to frozen yogurt all the time. It is amazing.
Yeah, just tell me. I'll Twitter it.
You should do it anyways.
Okay,
even if they don't want you to.
I'll start doing Twitter.
All right, sweet. All right, so gaming news. Nintendo. We've got an FCC filing by Nintendo and Mitsumi showing an assembled CTR target board of what people think is the 3DS. And on it, it's got a widescreen top screen. So now people are saying that the 3DS is going to be widescreen. So that could be good news.
And people named Matt are saying, who fucking cares?
I fucking care.
But wait, isn't the DS technically already widescreen?
You mean like if you turn it on its side?
Yeah.
I guess.
So is how much bigger is the screen than like a DSL?
Probably not bigger than the DSL.
I mean,
they haven't released anything about it, but I would imagine it's not going to be that big.
That TV on the wall is 1/4 the size of one of the screens of the DS.
what Matt's saying is that the new DS is going to be a 100-inch TV screen.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, if they can give it to me for $200, how awesome is that? And it's 3D without glasses? Come on.
That's the one I'm most curious about. How are you going to make it 3D without using glasses?
Speaking of which, Yoshihiro Mori, who is the chief financial advisor, said that the 3DS's 3D is not like Looksley's lineup. So, it's going to be, I guess, you know, real 3D, quote-unquote real 3D.
Wait.
So, it's people were saying that they thought that the 3D was going to be like the pseudo 3D from Looksley's lineup. But it's not. So,
okay.
I mean, it doesn't really leave that many options.
So it's just holograms, right?
Pretty much.
Star Wars technology? Like.
Yeah. Without glasses, I mean, just going to pop right out of the screen
and run around. It's like Will.i.am was there, and he's a hologram on CNN, and he's telling us about politics.
Yeah, except you're going to be able to touch him.
The other thing is that Nintendo tends to do things on the cheap. I mean, they do things well, but they do things in a way that it's efficient enough that people can buy it. So it's really
how are they going to do it?
How do you do
glasses?
3D with something so cheap and something so small?
Child labor in Asia.
There'll probably be some of your hotter, younger cousins.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to think about it too. Is they have technology that's probably way better than ours. I mean, they probably manufacture things a lot cheaper than most of the other companies do.
Something like the Wii. It's not new technology. It's using old technology in a very innovative way.
Yeah.
In comparison to, like, the Move, which uses very expensive technology, which is why it's projected to cost up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And in Nintendo's case, they tend to take, which is probably why they didn't take the Move's option, because they knew it was going to cost so much to develop. And I have a feeling that Nintendo has a way of... It's curious to see how they're going to make a 3D object that you could see in that way while making it still cheap. I'm sure they're going to make it cost... How much did the DS cost when it came out? $140?
DS Fat? Like the first one? Probably $120?
I thought it was $149.
Really?
I'd be mistaken, though.
But, I mean, $150 is still cheap for what the DS was.
Yeah.
Because the PSP came out at $250, I believe.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already more expensive than a Wii.
Exactly. At that point.
Right.
I don't know, but isn't their technology going to kind of change all the other 3D technology that's coming out soon?
Well, it depends if it works.
Yeah, it's true, but I mean...
It also depends what it is, because there's been so much speculation. People really don't know what to
expect. See, I think what's going to happen is that it's just going to be like claymation that just kind of molds itself out of the screen and animates right in front of you.
That's so bad.
Unless you somehow use both screens to actually produce, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how they project a 3D image. I've never seen anything like that before.
Lasers. From space.
I mean, I've never seen it.
Are you saying like one of those magic eye things where you have to go cross-eyed and then kind of focus on it?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the trick. No glasses, but you have to look at it really funny.
You just have to focus on something that's behind your DS.
Hey, Mean Girls is going to be on TBS tomorrow. Watch it.
No way. Lindsay Lohan.
TBS.
Tina
Fey, I would bang her so hard.
Fantastic. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Man, if they made a game with Tina Fey in it, I would fucking buy and put my penis in my DS.
I bet she'd be all about that. The game part, not the fucking penis part.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the 3DS is.
Oh, well.
Do you think
a
3DS could render Tina Fey in 3D?
It possibly can.
Could it render Jesus in 3D?
Of course it can.
No.
Jesus wasn't even
real. No, I don't think
it can. Tina Fey doesn't look a thing like Jesus. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well. No. With that, let's move on. Super Scribble Knots was announced. I think
I'm excited about this game.
I think it went up on Amazon, and then it went down really quickly. So, but I mean, it was announced before, you know, Scribblenauts 2, but now we know it's called Super Scribblenauts. So, yep.
The details are really cool about it, though.
That you adjectives.
Adjectives.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
But they put some ridiculous adjectives in there. They had a picture of like a flying bathtub.
Like moist. Is that an adjective?
Slimy,
dripping, sopping, what? Wet.
Okay, so the what are you talking about? sloppy vagina.
No, I'm talking about a dog's tongue, Alex. What the hell is wrong with you? God.
I'm thinking about vaginas and Matt's sister.
There goes our G rating.
Yeah, right.
I think that went out the window.
No, we were perfectly fine until you said vagina. And now we just fucked.
I'm sorry.
So, Alex, what were you saying? Bathtubs, the flying bathtub
They have a picture of, what's the protagonist's name?
Does it have a name?
Oh, yeah, his name is... Because he's... If you put Killer Origami... he comes up in there. What else can I spoiler? I don't know any other video games with spoilers, okay?
Aris dies. Yeah.
Okay, in any case, but they have a picture of like a polka dot bathtub with wings. And apparently you can actually get that in the game if you describe it well enough. So if you put the right adjectives in, you can actually have ridiculous objects come up.
Let's think of some ridiculous objects that we would want in Scribblenauts.
Spiky woman.
Poopy blanket.
A bleeding baby with the pile in a pile of salt.
Come on,
crying and screaming.
Why did you think of salt?
Because it's bleeding.
Because if you skin a baby, you know what's red, white, and crying?
All right.
It's a skin baby in a pile of salt because he's crying. It's like a harlequin fetus.
All right. How about this? Naked cousin.
But it's not necessarily Alex's naked cousin. It could be like somebody's really fat, ugly naked cousin. It could be a dude, Matt.
Cummy laptop.
Mom's cousin.
Cummy laptop.
What laptop?
Cummy. It's a good adjective. Like Matt's laptop has so many stains all over it.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. He's been looking at pictures of Alex's cousin all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Alright, well, anyway.
Yeah, Dragon Quest IX's coming out July 11th. There is a new Wiimote. It just got ruled compliant by the FCC. A lot of people think it's going to be a Wiimote with the Wii Motion Plus built in. I haven't seen like any other information about that other than it was ruled compliant. Have you guys seen anything?
No, actually, this is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though.
I saw the report, but I didn't know what else was really special about it.
Knowing Nintendo, there's not much else they would do besides just making a built-in Wii Motion Plus.
Well, I mean, I doubt they would do this, but I would hope if that's what it is, they would at least make the Wii Motion Plus technology a little bit better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Alright, let's go to Sony. Britain's The Gadget Show says that the PS Move is going to be coming out in September. So that's good.
You can't trust the Bridget.
The Bridget.
You can't trust the Britons.
Nobody, the Britain
why
Gadget.
Doesn't care?
Bridget, I got it.
Is anybody getting a PlayStation Move here?
It costs.
I think I'm going to wait getting a PS3, and if it comes with a Move, I'll probably get it with the Move.
That's a good idea.
The games are just going to be like Tekken 4, and you just stand there and punch
Sweet.
People. Just but like that.
I'm hoping if it's like Uncharted, and they put somehow, if it's Uncharted 2, and they allow you to use
Uncharted
the Move.
3?
Uncharted Move.
Yeah.
That would be, see,
wait,
I just don't
Uncharted 3, Drake's Big Move.
Yeah, but when I play a game like Uncharted, I don't want to like
people's big move.
I don't want to like run around my house and like hide behind my couch or something. Like
you don't.
No, that's not PlayStation Move,
dude. You never did that as a kid. Come on, that's how you play. Man,
you have to take cover like behind your house and like your parents walk in the room, and they get shot by a bad guy.
The bullets come out of the TV. Oh no, that's where gaming is going. After the 3DS comes out, you guys, it's gonna happen. Future is not looking good.
3DSs are going to take over the world.
Yeah. Speaking of taking over the world, little sidetrack. Alex, you said you read that article about the scientists who created artificial life?
Okay, that's... They're overblowing it. And I think people are misinterpreting what...
I know, but the way they wrote it was pretty funny. So, do you want to talk about that? Because you're probably better qualified than I am.
So, basically, they assembled... they artificially assembled DNA together. Large strand of DNA, and they put it into a cell. And I don't know the details. I haven't read the paper. But I think people are reporting that they've artificially made life. The thing is, they've essentially sequenced it and found a way to make really long strands of DNA to make, like, chromosomes, essentially. And the DNA template they used was already from another organism. So they essentially copied the code, because DNA is a code.
But they did it from scratch.
It doesn't matter if it's done from scratch. People have done that for a long time
already.
Really? So one of the things, like, you can actually ask a company to actually to make a strand of DNA. And there's companies available for that. Actually, we asked a company to do that for us so that we can actually pop that into another gene, pop that into a gene of a mutant gene for our case.
Did this mutant creature sprout, like, I don't know, needles out of its back or something?
No, and stop being a fucking moron.
You're a fucking moron.
I think people have to understand the definition of mutation. When scientists talk about mutations,
they're talking about X-Men. You got Archangel. You got Rogue. You've got... that's all the ones I know.
Nightcrawler. Sure you're not talking about Fallout 3 with the super mutants?
There's no, so the thing is, if you have massive mutations, you're just going to die. Like, you're not going to have optic blasts or claws coming out of your hands. Like, I would love having claws coming out of my hands.
Why do you just crush dreams, Alex? Is that, like, your job title?
Well, probably die because you'll be fighting other mutants. And
but what if you're the best mutant?
You'll get cancer. You'll get fucking cancer.
From the
you're
going to
die a miserable death, and it's going to be slow, and it's going to be with this giant fucking bulge in your pants, and it's not going to be your penis.
Oh!
It's going to be your prostate. Because
for you, that would be a little bulge.
Because
you have a small penis.
And you're going to be like, oh my god, I'm fucking dying. And then you're going to be dead. And my cousin's going to be like, that guy is disgusting because he died.
Or I'm going to get a mutation where my dick can teleport to New York and it fucks your cousin all by itself.
Yeah, but then it won't survive because there's no blood flow going into your penis.
It's magic, okay? So.
Well, whatever you fucking want. But, I mean, in any case, like, in all seriousness, what these guys did was important. Like, it's great with what these guys had done. But they didn't really make new DNA. It's not like they made an organism. They copied an organism.
There was a quote that the guy said. Let me pull it up. You keep talking, I'll find it.
Well, I'm going to wait for the quote first.
Okay.
I pretty much explained. It's not,
some guy, let's see. Some guy said, this is the scientist, okay. Up until now, organisms have come into being on their own, as it were. They've evolved on their own. That's not the scientist. Okay, so that's, you know what, forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember...
Basically, he said we can make them the way we want them, and...
Yeah, NPR had said that quote also.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit...
It's taken out of context, but...
It's taken out of a lot of context.
But it definitely does not sound ethical. Just out of context. Well, okay. Like, I can understand.
Okay, let's put it this way. We've done genetics for a long time. Longer than you might even expect.
Since before Jesus?
Actually, since before Jesus. Mm. I would say before Jesus. And I want to be serious first. I really want to be serious about this topic.
Okay, people. Scientists talking. Be quiet.
But, okay, so, like, cattle. Let's think about cattle. Like, if you compare wild bulls.
Alex, I have a request.
Selective breeding.
Yeah, selective breeding.
Alex.
It's essentially weeding out for genetics.
Alex, can you talk in a British accent? Because that would make this a lot more interesting.
I fucking hate you. But, no, this will be quick, but selective breeding is
selecting
out...
Selective breeding.
is selecting for specific traits, right? You're getting certain genes, and every generation you're only selecting out for those genes.
Sure.
That's pretty much genetics. We do it with crops all the time. We've done it for crops for several generations. Now it's just at a genetic level. And so when this guy is like, when people say it's ethically wrong, it's sort of hard to say it's ethically wrong because we've been doing it for so long all the time anyway. I think it's just that, people look at it as like, oh, it's being done in a dish. It's frightening. That's when people are being irrational about it. But, you know, any sort of decision, social decision that you decide to make, that's where the ethics are. And not in the tech. I don't believe it's in the technology itself. So.
Okay.
That's some of the board.
Maybe we should introduce a new segment called Alex's Science Hours. Readers.
Hey, you're the one that fucking brought up readers. That irrelevant topic.
Email
us.
That's the most good. I've learned in about 2 years.
There you go.
Well done.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm reclaiming my title for most boring person on this podcast.
Yeah, there you go. You can't let someone else get it.
Can't let
hey, it's
all right,
it. Though, because this has to be the most random podcast yet.
Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. Don't ever say random.
All right.
This has to be the most spontaneous.
There you go.
There you go.
How about I spontaneously come in your face? And I did it, guys.
You know what?
I am
not raping goats with you later. Have fun raping them on your own.
All right. Ape Escape's coming to the PS3.
Rape Escape. I hope that goat doesn't use that power.
The Twitter account says it's going to be using the PS Move, so that should be kind of fun. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep is dated for September 7th. It's going to come either as the
game... Birth by Sleep? So in other words, a woman is sleeping and all of a sudden a baby pops out while she's snoring in her bed?
That's exactly what happened, Alex. Why did you just spoil the game for everyone?
Spoiler.
God.
Birth by Rape.
Sleep.
It's a traffic
no, Rape
trail.
By Sleep.
All right, so that's going to come out either as the game or with the PSP. Square Enix is looking into releasing FF13 Versus for the 360 as well as the PS3. However, they later said that, quote, until the official announcement is made, everything about all titles is pending. So, basically that means nothing. Unique Features, which is a company, has outbid others for the rights to the Heavy Rain movie. The company is headed by Robert Shea and Michael Lynn, and I think Michael Lynn is the one who produced the Lord of the Rings movies and Nightmare on Elm Street. So... could be good if it ever happens, but it shouldn't, so. Little Big Planet 2 is going to have custom voice acting, and what that means is players can do their own voice acting for characters or Sackboy or whatever. And it's also going to be backwards compatible with Little Big Planet 1 costumes, levels, and tools. So, more good news for that.
Sackboy and Lava Girl.
That wouldn't be good, because Sackboy is made of sack and Lava Girl is made of lava. And those two aren't compatible. Like,
what about Cumface and Lava Girl?
No, Sackboy is made of vampirism. No, werewolfism.
Shiny vampire werewolfism?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Microsoft. According to the Fable 3 box art, the game's going to be for both 360 and PS3. There's a Swedish retailer, Alex talked about this earlier, who priced Natal for around $200.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So you might as well buy another system.
Right. God, I hope it's not going to be that much. That's absurd.
But there was in Sweden, the prices tend to be a little more expensive anyway, and there's some...
But still.
If it's $150...
That's way too much.
Although, I mean...
Just for the Natal?
If it's for a person of four... If it's for four people... But yeah,
I think the highest price I would pay is probably $99.
Yeah, definitely. No, it can't be more expensive than that.
Guys, I'm getting a drum set tomorrow for $100.
Is it an electronic drum set?
No, it's a real drum set.
Is it an invisible drum set that you use
no.
two Wiimotes and the balance board?
No, it's a real drum set.
Does it come with a guy with a mohawk who goes crazy when you touch him?
Well, yeah, all drum sets come with that.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not a total ripoff then.
No.
Good. Alright, the Halo Reach beta ended, so hopefully people who wanted to play got to play. I know all you guys were all over that.
Yeah.
No, we weren't cool and on the invite list.
Oh, did you guys get the invite to the Xbox event in LA?
What is that?
I don't know. I got an email that said Xbox selected me to go to LA to attend their Natal event.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I thought everyone got that.
No.
I don't know.
Matt, maybe you should look a little more into this.
Because, really, I got selected to go to L.A. to view Natal.
Well, that's cool.
Too bad that I don't live in L.A. anymore.
Well, you're not just going to fly there? I mean, you could see the Cirque du Soleil of Canada. How cool would that
I
be?
Know.
Let's see.
That would be awesome.
No, it doesn't look like I got an email from them. Aww. Oh, well. What else? Well, that's all from Microsoft. So Guitar Hero is not going to be doing any more celebrities in their games.
Aw, boo.
They said...
I was hoping they would do Lisa Left Eye Lopez next.
Yeah. Well, sorry, they're not going to.
Damn it.
Maybe if you email them and ask them really, really nicely. I don't know. We'll see. They said that they could still be in the game, just not as playable characters, because people don't want Kurt Cobain singing, you know, like, Lindsay Lohan pop songs.
That's awesome, though. Why would you not want that? That's the only way I'm going to play that game, is if that happens.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Oh. You're totally behind on the times.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What was it, my reaction prices?
Alex.
Yeah.
Do you care to talk about the scandals in South Korea?
I really don't know enough about Korea, to be honest.
Oh, Alex, you are such a disappointment.
I don't even have the Asian fucking StarCraft 2 beta, and I don't really even care too much about StarCraft 2. So, yeah, you know, all you want. Fuck you, Korea.
What do you even bring to the table besides your science tizzes?
Huh?
Not a lot.
His hot cousins, okay?
Drinking.
He brings his hot cousins.
I bring to this podcast, I bring my drinking and my small penis.
Yeah, there you go. Drink hero. Drunken hero.
I wanted more talk about the scandal than anything else.
All right, so...
But the only thing to really comment on is there was a big worry that they couldn't sell enough, so they had to tone the game down.
No. Aside from that, that's something separate.
What are we talking about now?
Okay, so in Korea, South Korea, you know that StarCraft is huge, right? Like they
have the scandal. We're talking
huge,
about the scandal.
Huge tournaments.
The last time I was told, there were two channels in Korea devoted to StarCraft. Two channels.
Wait, 24 hours of StarCraft?
24 hours of StarCraft.
As it should be.
As it should be. Probably not, but no. Right, whatever.
No wonder people are dying over there.
Well, I mean, the obsession...
Yeah, here we are immortal!
It's a sport. In Korea, it's essentially a sport, right?
Right, a pro sport.
It's a
like,
pro sport.
Pro gaming league,
pretty
much.
There's actually a lot of money involved with it. Blizzard, I believe, gets a large chunk of money from all of this.
Chunk of money from just, like, people who are alive. So that's not a surprise.
Yeah. And apparently they were throwing games. People were throwing games, and this has been a...
See, you do know about this, Alex. I'm proud of you.
So it's akin to, they said the equivalent is, I believe, what was it, the 1910 White Sox? There was a really big baseball scandal where the players were throwing the World Series, and I don't even know if the mob was involved, but basically these players were accused of purposely losing the game, and they were going to profit from this.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's what's happening in Korea. These people, these really big players, are being accused of throwing some of these games so that, you know, the people that bet against them would make tons of money, and they would make a large payoff off of the losses.
Right.
And
that's bad, people.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot more money than people may think, because there's. These people also run like their own training camps and have their own schools of playing and so forth. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
So much StarCraft.
Well, it just proves the point. When you bring money into anything, it's just going to ruin everything. So
I guess it's part of it is just what the shock factor is that it's the equivalent of a sport. I mean, if you think about it, it's a little bit ridiculous that we pay so much attention to football, right?
Okay, but
Alex,
as in
did you just hear what you said? Like, really?
What,
come on.
If you put it into the context of the, if you put it into the context of humanity, if
there is nothing more important than football, Alex.
If the fucking New York Yankees don't win the World Series this year,
fuck the Yankees. They're a pack of cheaters.
It doesn't really matter so much. If a bunch of aliens came down to Earth.
Fuck the aliens. They're a bunch of cheaters.
Okay. And they saw they saw us loving baseball. They'll be like, this is sort of fucking retarded.
Well, right, because nobody loves baseball. But aliens. if they saw us loving football, Alex, they would be like, oh my god, what have we been missing in our alien life? This.
Are we talking about soccer, right? Clarify that. Let's clean this up.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
But let's say we don't call it soccer because that's improper.
Yeah, that's why I said we're talking about football.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, okay. Also, so anyways. Koreans sort of suck in most sports, so I mean, they got to be good at something. And you know, if you're good at
StarCraft, but going back to the comment of it's like a sport. I mean, they have huge Madden leagues and stuff like that here. So
no,
why?
But it's nothing.
It's nothing to.
It's not as big.
You know, and the thing is, it's starting to get larger in America also, and this would have been a great topic to talk about, and I did propose it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, but...
Well, we kind of ruined our randomness.
No,
sorry, Matt, with that.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
They're starting to become leagues in the United States also, in Europe. I mean,
StarCraft leagues?
No, I mean in terms of Madden League, professional gaming leagues.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
There was Counter-Strike leagues for years now.
Halo leagues.
There's been a ton of Halo leagues. I remember when high school, I went to high school with a guy that was a professional Halo player, and that's all he did. He got paid to play Halo.
That's awesome.
Not really. I mean, exactly. What are you going to do? You graduate out of college, you know, you graduate high school, and you join a gaming league, and the game essentially doesn't become profitable after a few years. Very few games last as long as StarCraft do, if any. Like, I can't even think...
That's true.
I can't think of...
But here's another thing. I've actually, like, I've talked to this kid, and now he's a consultant for video games. I guess if you're that good, they think that your opinion actually matters, so you're gonna be a tester, and you're just gonna go consult about video games.
That's actually not bad.
I mean, it's not a bad route, but I mean, what I was getting at is, yes, Korea's ahead of us, but I mean,
starting to get there.
I could see, I could definitely see, like, I mean, if America's so, like, WoW is huge in America, and I mean, it's huge everywhere else, too, and if there was a way to compete in WoW, you know there would be a ton of leagues.
So, really, what we're trying to get at is that StarCraft is going to be introduced into the 2012 Olympics.
Yes, and Korea's going to win the
one through a billion
place.
Yeah.
There'll be one American.
They're just going to annihilate us.
No,
they're all going to be 13, so they're going to get their medal stripped away.
Right, that's true. Maybe the Junior Olympics then.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, Alex, you said that the rating was like adult only in South Korea, so Blizzard had to tone it down so people could actually play it.
I wonder,
because God forbid that South Korea not get StarCraft 2.
I mean, Blizzard.
How can he get an adult rating? I don't understand.
What did they exactly do? Is Kerrigan nude?
No.
Like, I would fucking buy the game if it was Kerrigan porn in that. I mean,
I think all they toned down was
her fucking a Hydralisk. I would definitely buy that shit.
Oh, that's so wrong, Alex.
Probably a picture up online somewhere.
And
probably rule
now
30
I'm back.
For it.
This sounds right up my alley.
Matt was actually sleeping, and there was like Z's above his head, and then it like just burst.
He had little bubbles coming out of his nose, and then it just popped.
And my jeans popped open too, and my penis erupted.
Do you have cancer?
No. Wait. Yes.
Oh.
Aww. Too soon.
Too soon.
Not
too
soon enough.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So what they did is they changed the color of blood to black, and they removed tobacco and drug references. And I think that's all they did.
Just the references. Like, there's this part where Jim Raynor's like, hey, guys, you ever heard of tobacco? They're like, nah.
Yeah, there's not a lot to talk about. They snort lines of coke all over the place in the game. They just don't reference it.
None of that.
I'm curious to know what exact... Because StarCraft is a violent game. I mean...
Yeah.
When the medic dies, she fucking explodes. right? She's hot. She's hot, and her arms and legs like pop out, and I'm like, oh man, I want to fuck that dead body. But
okay, but what does adult rating? What does that like equal? Is that like you have to be 18 or older? 18, or what?
Yeah, you have to be basically 18 or older, and I think some stores don't sell it. At least in America, it means some stores won't carry the
a
game.
A lot of
at all.
Stores in America don't do AO games.
Oh, well, that's weird. Okay, I don't understand that, because in Red Dead Redemption, I mean, and in, even in Fallout, you blow people's heads off.
But it's only in Korea.
Okay.
Time out in Korea.
So well, Koreans, you don't get StarCraft because you have a really effed up culture.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Fuck Korea.
Be a little less pussy.
Fucking gooks. You should have lost the war.
So, here's something that also may interest you guys. I showed you the No More Heroes Desperate Struggle Lingerie series.
Yeah. Lingerie. Lingerie?
Me and Matt haven't stopped
picking
at it.
Have you never read a word before?
See, that's how it's typed out right here. Lingerie.
Right.
Lingerie. It's French.
No, you're French.
We're not
from
French,
America.
Though. We're American.
Right. Well, I mean,
we say freedom fries.
America.
Freedom America. Fries.
Fuck yeah.
Why don't you go through puberty, you fucking piece of shit?
Aww. So, yeah. If you guys...
I just went through puberty.
If you... just now.
You did it. It was so fast. That's all you need. All you need is a little push.
Hey, guys. This is my new voice
now.
Oh,
sweet. Sounds so sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, listeners, if you've got some hot female friends... You know, you can get some lingerie for them so they can look like hot female video game characters.
Sounds like right
Alex's
up Alex's
cousin.
Alley.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy them some No More Heroes
we
lingerie.
Actually already photoshopped the lingerie on her body.
Nice.
That's what we've been doing this whole time.
Well, can I see it?
No, it's for the private collection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Later then.
Later.
Goichi Suda wants to make a 3DS lightsaber training game.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, way.
That would be awesome. That would make my life complete.
So I think I mentioned this last week, but there needs to be some lightsaber games with all this motion control nonsense.
I thought that was the reason why they made
motion
control.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's the only... I thought, like, okay, sweet, so they're just going to make a Star Wars game, and that's it.
But no.
No, they started making stuff like fly fishing.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody loves that.
Why not just... catch fish with your lightsaber.
That's a good question.
It's way more interesting.
Yeah.
Finally! Oh, the Free Credit Report ban is going away.
Oh, man.
The what?
No! The Free Credit Report ban, guys.
You know, freecreditreport.com.
Nice.
They're going away, though. Now there's a new one.
Oh, no!
According to this commercial we're watching.
That's terrible.
No, it's a search for a new band.
Oh, man, those guys were good.
Yeah, they finally realized their potential and realized they needed to go back to Burger King.
All right.
Anyways.
So, let's go on to our main discussion. Don't know.
No, I don't think we should have a main discussion.
Well, it's probably not going to last us very long anyway, so.
No.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about user-created content and games that have that kind of stuff.
For example?
Mod Nation Racer. That's
Little
coming out
Big
soon.
Planet.
Little Big Planet 2, yeah.
I haven't played those games.
Well,
because they're not out
we
yet.
We haven't played them either. So why are we talking about them?
Anyways, user-generated content. Like it or hate it. Go.
Like it. Love it.
Matthew?
I even know what that is.
Okay, Matt doesn't get an opinion.
No, okay.
I guess I like it, but I don't know. Mixed feelings, I guess. I guess it just depends on the game. Little Big Planet, love it. I'm assuming Mod Nation Racers.
What a great
Sims
conversation.
Never played Sims.
Never played Sims?
Never played Sims.
Wow.
I enjoy my own life too much. Every once in a while, I tell Matt what to do, and he just does it.
Does he have a little gem above his head?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So, see, you have been playing The Sims, just in real life.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Alex, how about you? What do you think?
I mean, why not like it?
I don't know.
I mean, it seems okay with me. I think they should have less restrictions on it, in Sony's case, with, like, Little Big Planet. I know they were, like, preventing certain people... preventing some games from going up because it was infringing... There's a fear of infringing copyright.
Well, right, but you can make it. You just can't, like, publish it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, posting it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems like... There's plenty of really good user-created content also. I think when games, especially like when certain games die, people really do put a lot of effort into modding it, especially when like the source code is released. And they do fantastic jobs in keeping the games alive and making it available to the general public.
Yeah, so like, for example, Garry's Mod.
Garry's Mod's example. Free Space 2 is a great example where they're doing like a Babylon 5 mod. They've done several campaigns. They've actually updated the graphics too. Like the source code project has been revamping the graphics, so basically it looks as good, if not better, than any game out today. Basically,
have you guys ever seen the modded textures for Ocarina of Time?
No.
Yeah, they made a nude patch, as I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Then I'm all ears.
Yeah, okay, well, only Ganondorf is nude. That's as far as they got, and then they just dropped the project.
They probably dropped their pants and haven't stopped masturbating since.
God. No, but there are two that I'm aware of. They're both high-res texture mods. One made everything look really realistic, and then the more recent one, I think it's actually finished. It's a cel-shaded mod, so it kind of looks like Wind Waker. And everything is high-res, so it looks really good.
See, I think they're finally getting, as far as creation goes, I think they're finally getting better, so I'm excited to see
I think
Little Big Planet 2 of where it can take us.
I think players are also becoming a little more familiar with how to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because
I feel like that worry is always there. Like, you know, you're a gamer, you have all these tools available to you, and you have no idea what to do or what you can do even.
Here's what you do: is you remake your favorite levels and games, no original ideas.
Well, I mean, that's a good place to start, though, right?
Yeah, that's where you learn, and then you get more creative.
Nope.
I mean, I'm a little bit mixed on some of it. Is you do learn from mimicking things you do know. It's just that a lot of times, and most of the time, it doesn't really go from there unless you actually...
make a conscious effort.
Yeah, I think unless... If the developer provides the tools and points it towards a direction of, like, let's do something more ingenious, like, make a novel mission or something, then it works out real well. But if it's really open sandbox, like Little Big Planet, I think most of those mods probably suck. And
you suck.
And a lot of them are probably a lot of them are just probably mimicking other, you know, other games for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, no, there's so many out there though. You really just gotta look.
No, all the popular ones are mimicking.
All the popular ones, but that's the only reason why they're popular. You just gotta go look and find the one that you like.
I mean, yeah. How many do you have to sift through before you find it?
A billion. That's the hard part.
I don't know, but I think if they just keep improving it and everything, I think it'd be amazing. But it also increases
What do you mean? Of course, if they keep making it better, eventually it'd be good.
The idea is that
They don't have what I'm getting at is they don't have to go that much farther to make it better.
Ideally, the developer will provide the tools to their game and say, "Here, do maybe even for like the more talented people, especially." The ones that are able to use the tools better, because they tend to already have a leg up on everybody else already. Something like Counter-Strike is a great example, right? So Half-Life comes out, the source code, the code is available, and these guys are like, oh, we'll make our own games with it. And Valve essentially takes the idea and says, hey, we're going to fucking start selling it and advertising it as one of our products. And these are what these guys made, essentially.
Well, Alex, you kind of touched on something else. Is like, you know, how much do you give the player? You know, like, because if you just give the players the source code that you made the game with, you know, a few people may know what to do with it, but most people would be like, okay, this is programming. I don't know how to do this.
Well, that's the thing. It might actually work out to the benefit of... It might actually be best to put a little bit of a learning curve behind something like that. If you make it available to everybody, so Little Big Planet's case, where you can make whatever level you want, or Smash Brothers is a great example too, right? You can make your own.
No,
that's a terrible example.
As a whole,
he has the worst level creator.
Well, no, that's
of all
the
time.
Thing, right? Because if you're talented, you can make a really good level, no matter what tools they give you. But if you make
Smash Brothers is impossible to make a good level.
Okay, Little Big Planet then. I'm just thinking, if you make it so open that anybody can make whatever level they want, for the most part, it's going to suck. Like, there's going to be a lot of crap, and there's going to be a few good ones. But if you make the, if you put the level up pretty high, that people have to already know the programming behind it, chances are that those guys, you know, they'll have to work in teams, and they'll have to work a little bit better, and they have to know that, you know, in order for our product to come out, we have to work at this a little bit rather than just put some random objects in there and play around with this a little bit.
So basically what you're saying is fuck everybody who doesn't know how to do this?
Well,
that's what I got out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes more sense because you get more quality
yeah.
stuff.
Well, yeah, it makes, but that's an awful marketing scheme.
Here's the thing. Is I want to see level creators in games that don't really need them. Like, what if you could make your own level in Heavy Rain, and it was just you make your own QuickTime events? No voice acting, you didn't get to put that in there. Just how many QuickTime events can you make? Like, what if George Lopez has his own special level creator, and you could just make levels for him to be hilarious?
or let's put any type of user-created content, right? I mean, if we put an example like when Audacity was made available to us and we knew about it, the people that actually knew more about music decided to actually try playing around with it and making songs together. I mean, we were doing...
You know Audacity sucks, right?
Yeah, I know it sucks, but it's free.
Okay, good.
But, you know, we were playing around with the music, and we were actually seeing what we could do with it. And the thing is, we already had pre-existing knowledge of how to play instruments in order to make some sort of content like that, in order to make something pretty decent. It's not like we were just yelling into the microphone saying, ah, I'm making a noise, and listen to my recording.
Well, Matt was. I don't know about you.
Well, you're fucking retarded. Well,
okay, I agree with it would be better if they gave people more tools for the people that already know how to use them, but then you're just alienating 90% of your market.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. And
so, you, like, as a business aspect, you can't do it.
But, I mean, that's that they've kind of implemented that in, like, ratings, right? Because...
yeah.
I mean, the better levels obviously are going to get better rated, so you don't necessarily have to sift through all the crap.
Exactly.
But it's still there for maybe, like, the people who made it or, like, their friends or somebody.
If a game is made specifically for anybody to make the level, then that's great. But then again, there is a lot of crap that you have to go through. I mean, there's a lot of things that people will rate highly, or even a few people will rate highly, and skew the statistics so that, oh, this looks great. You know, five people played it. Oh, it looks great because everybody gave it 5 stars. And then,
well, I mean,
it's complete shit.
That would have to be a lot of people skewing it, because you know, if people see that it's highly rated, then they go to play it and it sucks. They're obviously not gonna rate it 5 stars or whatever. And I mean, I guess this we can kind of talk about, like, iPhone apps.
Well, that's a big example too, and there's actually money involved with that, though. You're buying the fucking the fucking apps, and look what happens. I mean, there's so much availability that people allow for shit.
Well, like I said this before, like every time I go to look up, you know, what games were released, there's like the entire list is iPhone games, pretty much. You know, there's like hundreds of them every week. It's disgusting. So, you know, that kind of goes in with there's so much crap, but there's a few good things.
But let's say you raised it up a little bit, that you raised the difficulty in making these apps a little bit. And I'm not saying make it like as difficult as making a PS3 game. Like, that's ridiculous. But make it so that people have to be have some sort of intelligence to make an app without. And it takes there's a little bit of elitism going on here, where you have to have some sort of pre-existing knowledge.
No, I mean, it's already there, kind of. I mean, this can be a more general example than just
developer actually putting that restriction on, right? It'll be Apple putting that restriction
pre-development of this app? Or, like, are you saying they would go in and see after the game is made, like, if this is good enough to put out?
Yeah, I think Apple especially should have, you know, some sort of quality assurance.
There's no way anybody can do that, though, unless they have a really small user base. Or a shit ton of employees.
I would assume, because especially when money is involved, if the app is free, it's one thing. But if you're dropping $5 for this app and you find out it's to be complete shit and you had no idea going into it and the only thing you had to go by was ratings, I would say, like, that's not exactly the best of things.
That's what they have the internet for, though.
Well, internet for reviews, Eric?
Yeah.
That requires extensive knowledge of how, you know, that requires extra work on your part. Why have that to begin with? Circumvent it altogether.
Well, I mean, you do that for anything that you buy. Like, you don't want to buy just the most expensive thing because it's the most expensive. You want to make sure what you're getting is worth your money. And so you have to research it, whether it be the internet or some other means.
But I'm just thinking, why even have to do that with so many products when you can have some...
Well,
you,
yeah,
you have
I guess
some level,
you're right. You shouldn't
should be
have
a,
to.
Some level of quality assurance here. There should be at least a...
There should be, but there won't be.
And... Again, you're right. You can look the ratings up, but come on. If something is complete shit, why sell it? Like, Apple should be ashamed of that product being put up there because it's on their store.
Oh, no, they love it. Because they can say, hey, look how many apps we have, guys. We have over, like, 100 billion apps. How many do you have? Like, 3? Anyways.
Guys, what about this? Google Naps.
Google Naps?
It'd be a
NAP, like sleeping apps.
Yes.
Oh, I
yes,
like that.
It would be a Google Maps, except it would show you the best places to take naps.
Why did you announce that on air? Now everybody is just gonna go out and make Google Naps, and we're not gonna make any money off of it.
Oh, sorry.
Matt, you need to like censor yourself. You know, think before you speak.
Well, I also thought of this. Actually, I didn't think of that one.
No,
Kyle Daniels thought of that one, but I did think of Google Firth. And it would be a 3D map of Colin Firth, and you could rotate around him and zoom in and zoom out, and you get to see Colin Firth. And the Colin
but
Firth...
But would it be 3D, for real?
Yeah, well, it would be integrated with Google Naps, so you could see the best places on Colin Firth to take a nap.
Oh, okay.
Like the best place to lay your head.
Sure, sure.
And it might be at Google Laps in his lap. Put your
so
head
what
in his
kind
lap.
Of user-created content do you guys normally... play or use?
Like,
is there, would you, if you were to say you opened up Little Big Planet and you wanted to play a level, would you even decide on playing? Have you played a lot of?
No, well, no, I've done it at Nick's house. We usually just end up searching for words.
Yeah,
because it's so hard to decide. You just like pick a word and try to find like.
Yeah, like people like for Little Big Planet, you can tag your level, you know, with keywords. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just be like, boobs, and then you search boobs, and then you find the best boobs levels.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, there are a lot of those in Little Big Planet.
Is that surprising, though?
Nah.
Really? Well, I mean, you'd suspect that, you know, you get more dick levels than boob levels, but
true.
So, maybe I mean, because for me, you know, I tend to pick, in terms of user-created content, unless I get some sort of assurance that it looks like worthwhile to actually do or play or purchase, I'm not gonna really go into it at all. Like I have little interest in going to people's MySpace pages and listening to music, listening to the bands, unless like I hear it from NPR or something or from another website.
NPR, who are you? Nobody
are
listens
you
to NPR.
80?
God, you are so boring, Alex. Jesus. No, but
I would have to get a recommendation from somebody. Like I mentioned Free Space,
like from P. Diddy, Alex. He's in. He's hip with the kids.
No, but like for Free Space 2, they actually had screenshots and systems requirements and so forth. And there was obviously an extensive amount of work and it looked professional. And I would definitely, you know, that. And I decided to invest some time in installing it and putting it on my computer and playing it, and it was well worth it. But like for a game like Little Big Planet, if I was to purchase it, I don't think I would actually play much of the user-created content. I would just probably play the main story. I might try make a level on my own, and then I would be like, and then I would get
yeah, I agree
tired
with you, but I think the most fun is creating your own. Like, I guess the simplest form is just like being able to edit maps and just other like me and Nick probably had the most fun with just the Halo 3, just adding like just building forts and making our own games within there, and
I like
changing stuff like that.
In the old Tony Hawk's, I like the map editor.
Yeah,
yeah, like stuff like that. Like that's the simplest form, and that's probably to me is probably the most fun.
Do you think that's the most useful for user created content? Then not so much for publishing, but just for your own personal use.
For your own personal use, I would say yeah. Like if you want to go that route, but publishing, you should almost make like almost like a downloadable content for the people who know what they're doing. Like, don't make it outrageous, obviously, but that way you don't just bombard people with stuff that they can't use or don't know how to use.
In other words, having, and this goes back to the conversation earlier, putting some sort of quality assurance on top of it, having somebody actually, you know, hiring one or two guys to actually play through a level, Little Big Planet, and saying this is good or this is crap, and saying if it's crap, you know, fuck it, we're not going to publish this.
That would be nice. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, they should also.
That would just shut out so many people, and like people would, you know, they'd get pissed that their stuff wasn't getting published.
Well, I'm not saying it should be like, oh, this isn't amazing, we're not going to publish it. I'm like, if it's like broken and all you do is stand on a platform or something, you know, like then they're not going to do it. Like, I mean, don't make outrageous qualifications.
It's also a waste of space, isn't it? Their server space is being taken up by this game, right?
Yeah, but
it's also a waste of their time to monitor, though.
What's more valuable, the server space or the?
I would say their time, because you know they have to hire people to do that, so that costs money, and then those people have to take time and look through their stuff. On the other hand, they can just buy more space.
People are always more expensive than technology.
I mean, I guess it could boost the economy, but
I mean, how much content are we talking about in terms of Little Big Planet?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
But then again, I have no idea how like big file size wise levels are.
They could also just improve the filter system though, you know. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a little bit easier to sift through. But I mean, honestly, if you're looking for a good user created content, you're going to be willing to look through the crap to find something decent.
That's true. Yeah.
And it only takes a second to realize that this level's crap.
But then again, if you're taking the time to actually read the description or to think, I'm going to get this, then actually play it. How much time are we talking about has passed between, like, this is complete crap?
But there's two different gamers. There's the gamer that's going to be like, hey, I'm not going to even bother doing this at all. And there's going to be the gamer that's like, okay, if I'm going to bother doing this, I might as well find something good. And they're going to take the time.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is going to be time consuming. I'm not arguing that at all. That's the only way to do it is if
you're actually... But it's not like it's going to take like 10 minutes to find a level. I mean...
Yeah, no, not at all. It's not
unless you have like dial-up.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna just take a little more time than usual, and I mean, if you really want to, you're gonna be able to find some great maps,
right?
Or great levels.
Emails.
Well,
and that one's to read emails.
I've just got like a few more comments. Like in terms of user-created content games, like usually, I don't buy a game specifically for the user-created content unless the game. Like is specific to that. So like Little Big Planet, I bought it because of that. But something like Soul Calibur 4, you know, I bought not because of the character customization. But like, I don't know when I buy a.
That's like buying Mod Nation Racer though. You're not buying it for the single player.
Right. Yeah. For that, you would be buying it for the customization.
I mean, they put the customization in the name. It's called
Mod Nation Racer. Right. Right. But like. In those kinds of games, like, it can go either way for me. So, Little Big Planet is fantastic because you can do almost anything you want. And, like, even if you can't do something, you can figure out a way to do it, which is great. But, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, there are some games... There's some games... Okay, so, like, Smash Brothers. Well, that's not a good example. But anyway, there's some games... some games that, you know, you just can't do stuff in. You know, it's something that should be able to be done, but it can't be. And, like, just the tools aren't there to do it, even though this game was, you know, published because it's a user-created content
game.
Well,
I also think it depends on what aspect of the game is actually user-created, right? I mean, a game like Spore, the user-created content...
Spore is a good example for me of a bad
game.
Well,
I figured the good aspect of the user-created content there is that there's people make different creatures. And when you get to travel along the universe, you get to see... It's not intrusive, and you can go anywhere, and it's almost like, oh, it's curious to see what other people have sort of made.
And yeah, I mean, it's great that...
bad stuff.
It's great that you can make so much stuff, but, like, for me, I was trying to make stuff, and I could not make what I wanted to make. And it was just incredibly frustrating, because I was looking forward to this game and being able to do whatever I wanted to do, but when I played it, I couldn't.
Because you're bad at it.
Sure.
Because you're the worst.
I don't know. I might be the best.
No, I definitely agree with that. It's a very valid statement.
Yeah. All right, so anything else?
No.
All right. Email time.
Email us if you want to talk about user-created content. Why don't you create
Tell us about your
email.
Crappy Little Big Planet levels. You know,
or
we can play them and rate
them.
Give
us good ones, and we can make everybody play them and show how easy it is to do it.
Yeah, WTPodcast@gmail.com. Send us your best emails.
All right. So, Christian emails us. Title, podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Christian from Iowa. Just got done listening to episode 22. I think that the whole Zelda timeline system is fucked. Everyone knows it. And if anyone tries to make sense of it, they'll just end up with a migraine. I know what you mean by the two Ganons thing, Matt Kimball. That's right, everyone knows your identity. But if Link travels back, what?
Do people have secret identities on the show? Oh, I should know that.
Matt just doesn't like us saying his name.
Oh.
Because he wants to keep it secret, because he's a secret agent. And, you know, it's dangerous for people to know his last name.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But if Link travels back in time, then the whole thing would have never happened. Hence, Ganon never entering the spirit realm. You guys are great, Alex can suck a cock, and we need some more Laura sexy time. Oh, and I think it would be awesome if the new Wii Zelda took place after Majora's Mask. That would explain shit so much better. This podcast is great. I don't even listen to the Wire podcast anymore. Adam, if you could send me some pics, I will move you up to number one and Matt to number two, because he's a piece of shit. Thanks, guys. You all rock.
Why is Alex supposed to suck cocks? What's this anger?
Okay, Christian.
Because he's obviously very angry at Alex for some reason. Or maybe he's
Christian.
Gay.
Maybe he failed all his science classes in high school and he's just jealous.
Be quiet, guys. I have to address Christian at this point. You know a lot about me. I don't know anything about you. Could you please tell me if you have any easily fingerable hot cousins that I should know about?
Alex is way better.
If you want, we could be buds. I know you want to be buds, but only if you can introduce me to your hot cousins. Preferably two.
Preferably Korean.
Preferably Korean.
But I mean, we take other races.
It's too bad. It's too bad that he's named after a fairy tale. Also known as a religion.
God, Alex, you're just violent today.
Our other reader writes in. His name is Scientology Smith.
Wonder what Z News.
Tom Cruise, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Cruise.
What's our other email?
All right, Christian,
really, send in pictures of your hot cousins. WTPodcast@gmail.com.
Austin emails us, title, movie games. Hey guys, just thought you left a few memorable movie games off the list when you were talking about them. Were we talking about games that went to movies or movies
both
that went to
end
games?
Up being both.
Both.
Okay. Alright, so Spider-Man 2 was great, but you guys forgot. 007 GoldenEye 64, good. Aladdin SNES or Genesis, very good. And there were some arcade games that were really good, like Star Wars Trilogy and Jurassic Park The Lost World.
Okay, Spider-Man 2 doesn't really count.
We did forget about this.
You know, adapted from a comic book.
But we talked about that.
Also, not sure if you guys knew, but they have a Gears of War movie planned, which might be good. But no. I'm also looking forward to the Warcraft movie. Great podcast. Keep it up, Austin.
First of all, Warcraft movie, never going to be good. Gears of War movie,
never.
If the multiplayer in the Gears of War movie is as bad as the game, we all know it's going to be bad.
You're going to be sitting... Here's what's going to happen when you go to the theater to see Gears of War movie.
You're going to be sitting there looking at a load screen for 5 hours.
Shut the fuck up. I have a funny joke planned, you piece of shit. Here's what's going to happen when you go to see Gears of War the movie. You're going to be sitting in the lobby
You're
going to
get bone-sawed!
Shut the fuck up! You're going to be sitting in the lobby for 15 to 20 minutes. Then they're going to let you in. And then it'll be over too fast. And then...
That's what she said.
Then Dom's wife gets killed by...
Spoilers!
Spoiler alert. Harry Potter dies. comes back as Jesus.
But, doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
But anyways, yes, Warcraft movie, horrible idea.
No, it's a great idea. It's Sam Raimi, man.
Okay, well, if it's Sam Raimi, then it'll be successful, but only because he's awesome. But anyways.
It'd be even better if Sam Rockwell was in it, too.
Alex. Alex, our home improvement friend Brad Taylor wants to play us in Brawl. Yeah. He has given us his... Brawl number, so I think we should play with him.
You should give it to everybody else.
Brad Taylor, if you want us to give people your brawl number, just let us know. And we'll yell it out to the world.
Actually, if you guys want, seriously though, if you guys want to have a Brawl, Zelda Working Title Podcast Brawl Night, that might not be there.
You know, I actually thought we could start doing tournaments, not necessarily Brawl, but just, you know, have people come to the board and we could set up times to play people.
Yeah, I mean, me and Matt play some Halo 3. I mean, right now all we're playing is Red Dead, so if anybody out there has Red Dead or is going to pick it up...
On PS3.
Yeah, on PS3, let me and Matt know. And in other notes, we like to goof around and play Halo. So if you guys want to play Halo with us,
anybody
we'll be down.
Anybody with any hot cousins?
Yeah, we'll play with your hot cousins, too.
Hot cousin tournament. Sounds
but not good. But not on the consoles.
I don't know why I keep saying we. Nobody gives
okay.
a shit.
I am not Matt. I'm sorry. I didn't know Matt was speaking for me.
Nobody wants you around their hot cousins, okay? I'm going to fuck all their hot cousins.
Whoa. I thought we were
also,
just using innuendos.
Cunts. I didn't say cunt on this podcast yet. Sorry.
Cunts per minute?
Dean Koontz? Yeah,
Dean Koontz per minute was way down. I brought it back. Contact information.
All right. you can go to our boards, that is tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It'll take you to the same place. Our email, as Matt has said, is wtpodcast@gmail.com. For all of these 30 past episodes, I've been saying our Twitter wrong. It's ZeldaWTPodcast with no spaces in there. Sorry, guys. I know how much you've been trying to find our Twitter and just you could
That's
not
That's why you guys
it.
Have no followers.
I know, right?
I thought it was just because you were bad.
Yeah. So now, we've got no excuse. So, you guys have no excuse. You have to follow us. I mean, if you don't, we'll know, and we'll come after you, so.
And like I said, Matt's going to start tweeting about all of our Froyo.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting.
And our Denny's, and our movie nights. And man, our life is so much more exciting than yours. So just follow us.
Sounds good. And then our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast. So, there you go. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. That was last time. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Man.
Brad Taylor is just bringing it out of
Good
me.
Night.
I know.
Good night.
See you guys.
Bye. What if
good
they listen
night,
to this train today?
And good night, go to sleep, little listeners.
Do you really think people listen to this train today? People listen to this to fall asleep. They're like, oh, we want to hear 12 hours of science chat.
All right.
Are you guys going?
Yep, going.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, hold on a sec. I need
to... No, hold on. I want to test my levels. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
This is
we got two emails.
Mm-hmm. Any more Swedish girls?
No, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not.
Let me check Facebook real quick. Alex, one of the listeners, oh, that's kind of cool, wants to play Brawl with us.
Fuck him.
Fuck you. That's safe.
Wait, how did he contact you?
Facebook.
Talk to
Brad
people.
Taylor.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh.
Did you see the ending part?
Yeah.
That was great. That was awesome. Yeah, that was a good job.
Thank you.
I actually listened to the whole thing when you were on your way over here.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I didn't even listen
I didn't realize how big of a nerd I sounded when I was talking about video games, but...
Well, now you know.
It's an experience.
I actually should listen to it at some point.
Probably.
I stopped listening to these things because terrible. Because of the
because most of it's just Nick and Matt going off on random tyrants about Arkham Asylum and Batman's father, the Joker, or whatever.
Yeah, the Jibbler or whatever.
What?
I swear to God, if Nick makes another Dean Koontz joke, I'm gonna fucking...
Dean Koontz is a staple of the podcast.
What was the guy's name? No, God, no. Like Alan Greer?
Dave Alan Greer?
There you go.
What about him?
You guys were all over him when he had a show.
Oh, Chocolate News.
I forgot.
I was talking about him constantly. Yep.
Alright, let's go ahead and get this started. Nom nom nom.
What are you eating?
Trail mix.
Oh.
Eating fruit and nut trail mix with peanuts, raisins, banana chips, cashews, pineapple, cranberries, and papaya.
Put those nuts in
cashews!
Your mouth! Oh shit, show's around tonight.
Nuts in his mouth! Oh wow, today's Thursday.
We got TiVo. Don't worry. I got TiVos. Oh, I gotta turn both fucking TVs on.
Alright.
It was a great time to turn on the TV. Rewind it. That was awesome.
Are you guys going to be quiet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You rewinded so much. Oh, did I miss it? Yeah, it was like 3 seconds.
All right, I'm going to start.
Okay.